Good morning and welcome to Hump Day, Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm kneeling in the posture of prayer as a reminder to both myself and to you of our need to pray. The Apostle Paul writes to the church in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, "Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Paul encourages those in the church in Thessalonica to pray without ceasing, something that is probably daunting to most of us. I can't tell you how often as pastor I am asked to pray, because I don't count. But it is a lot, I can assure you of that. And somehow going to seminary, somehow having pastor before my name, makes me something of a professional prayer, a position that I take seriously, and I'm honored and I'm happy to pray when asked to do so. But the reality is we should all be people of prayer, bringing our concerns and our thanksgivings and our praises directly to God. When I teach confirmation, one of the things I challenge the students with is a question about how they know God and how they listen to God and how important God is in their life, and they'll give me the answers that they think I'm looking for. And then I'll ask them how much time they spend in prayer, how often do they pray, and how long do they pray. And then quite often it's not very often, it's not very long, And I challenge them to tell me about this God who they say they want a relationship with, but they don't spend any time intentionally talking with nor listening to. Prayer can be an intimidating thing for us. We think we need to use the right words, the correct structure. We worry about what we might say to God, whether it's in our own thoughts and in our mind or if it's out loud. But I can assure you that all that we offer to God, all that we bring to God, God has the gift and the desire to perfect for us, to make it perfect, to hear it perfectly as it was intended. And the Lord your God wants you to bring all of those concerns to God in your own language, in your own words, not using the words of somebody else, not just with a memorized prayer, although sometimes that can be a great place to start. But God wants us bringing ourselves to God authentically. And I gotta let you know something, that God, even before you utter those words, even before you formulate those thoughts, God knows what's on your heart and on your mind. And God just wants to have a conversation with you to see that you are bringing those concerns to God. I feel like that when we bring our prayers to God, that's the beginning of them being answered. For we are acknowledging in that God is God and we are not, and we are helpless in some circumstances, and we need God to intervene, to show us the way, to make a way where it appears as though there is no way, as he did with Jesus Christ for us. One of the tools, techniques that we would teach during confirmation is not unique, it's widely available, but it's an acronym, ACTS. A-C-T-S. See, look at that, pretty high tech this morning. I brought visual aids. ACTS. We begin, it's a model of prayer. You can begin your prayers, if you don't know how to pray, with adoration, praising God for who God is and acknowledging who God is, the creator of the universe, as God introduces God's self in the Old Testament. I'm the Lord your God, I brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Acknowledge God, who God is, Abba, Father, Creator. And then we confess, A-C. We confess, we acknowledge to God. We confess our sins. We acknowledge the things that we have done wrong, the things that we intended to do different, the things that we didn't do that we should have done. Certainly God knows them. But it's important that we go through the process of acknowledging them before God and not pretending like they don't exist. For God is looking for that authentic relationship with us. And we can no longer hide. God knows us, but wants us to come to God, acknowledging God as God and as the one who can forgive us and does forgive us of our sins. And then the T is for thanksgiving. We give God thanks for the things that God has done and is doing in our lives and in the lives of others. We've been reading and preaching through the Old Testament this fall, and we've read a lot about how God has delivered the people, has made promises to the people, has brought them out of slavery, as I said just a minute ago, how God has fought for the people in battles. We'll read about this Sunday. So we give God thanks, and as part of our, almost as a form of worship, so adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and when we've done those things, and again, this is just a model. This isn't the way you have to pray, but this is a way that you might want, a model you might want to use to help give your prayers a little direction when you don't know how to pray. And finally is supplication for the S, that we bring our wants, our needs, our desires, our concerns for ourselves and others to God. Of course, God knows the things that weigh on our hearts and in the hearts of all people, but we bring those concerns to God, acknowledging that God is God, and asking God to intercede, to be present, to provide comfort, to help a person change direction if that's what needs to be, to give us insight how better to love and care for somebody who's going through a difficult time. A-C-T-S, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. And then we finish with a big ol' amen. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to seeing you next week on Hump Day. Hallelujah.